Blog Talk Radio.
Pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, praise God to all of our church family at ADM, to our international partners, and to our local partners. Good evening, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from the bottomless pit. On today, this evening, as we celebrate our Independence Day, praise God, a day where we can recognize what God did for us, what our men and women in uniform did for us, that we are a country that celebrates freedom in such an auspicious way that we can enjoy the things, praise God, that he has set before us, that we're not enslaved, that we're not under the yoke of bondage, that we have a God that's merciful and a God that distributes his grace and his mercy on today. So as we celebrate this Independence Day, think of what God has done for you. Think about if you've had a loved one, family member, friend, associate that has served in our armed forces to make this day what it is for America. For America, home of the brave and land of the free. On today, that we can give God the thanks, that we can give God the praise, the honor, and the glory for what he's done for us, the freedoms that he's provided for us. Yes, a lot of places cannot enjoy the fruits of the Lord, being oppressed, hungry, downtrodden, homeless. But we here in America, God has richly blessed us, my Lord. And we just want to tell him thank you on today for our independence, for our men and women in uniform, for those who paid the ultimate price, for those who are still paying the price. We give you honor. We give you thanks on today. And may the joy of the Lord be your spirit on today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. It just seems like we're having a little technical difficulty there. Amen. Praise God. But we're going to go into a short prayer, giving God the thanks for all of his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Because it's only by his grace and his mercy that God provides for our every need. So, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you move upon us internationally, nationally, and locally. Touch us right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for being in a country that is free and full of freedoms through you, Lord God, that every blessing, every miracle, sign, and wonder that you bestow it each and every day. Lord God, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for being the God that you are. Oh, yes. In these last and evil days, God, we give you praise. And Father God, as you look out, we ask that you touch each and every one of us, internationally, nationally, and locally, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you shower us, Lord God, with your grace and your mercy on today, in the name of Jesus. And God, we will set no other God before you, because you are the only wise God that we know that's true and majesty, in the name of Jesus. God, look on our homeless. Father God, that you own. Look on our hungry that you feed. Look on our unsaved that you save. Look on those that are backslid that you reclaim. Look on those that are sick that you heal on today. Father God, look on the bereaved that you comfort. Look on every nation and country, Lord God. Lord God, and provide the necessary tools, the necessary things of your word, Lord God, that we can go forward in you, in the name of Jesus, that we can give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. Oh, glory be to God. Touch every government. Touch all of our leaders. Politically, Lord God, religiously, touch all the people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord God, to provide for us, Lord God, the freedom, Lord God, to serve you and mankind. You're the only wise God we know, true in majesty. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, have your way on today. And we pray, Lord God, that every trial, every tribulation, everything, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, have a requirement for, God, that you bless them on today, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we go forward in your Son's name, it is because of his blood and his sacrifice on the cross at Calvary, Lord God, that we are partaking in these freedoms on today. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We even ask, Lord God, that you look over our first responders, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every heart, touch every man. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. Whoever needs renewing, Lord God, in their hearts, in their mind, in their thought process, on today, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you renew. Lord God, we ask that you turn it around in the name of Jesus. And we ask that your Holy Spirit will come in the midst, Lord God, and touch us, oh God, where we need to be touched, that we will elevate in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything, Lord God, is fittingly into place. God, move right now. We ask that you bring, Lord God, young men and young women to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Put away the weapons. Put away the evil. Put away the anger. Put away the madness right now in the name of Jesus. Bring them unto you, Lord Jesus. For Father God, you said, one plant, one water, but to you, Lord God, be the increase on today in your people. In the name of Jesus, from the north, south, east, and the west, Father God, move right now. Bless us in the name of Jesus. Renew us in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord God, only you can do it, Lord God. On this day, Lord God, this Independence Day, God, we give you thanks. God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Father God, stretch out your hand upon this earth and move in a mighty, miraculous way, Lord God, that your will and your works be done. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. And we praise you, Lord, for everything. And Lord God, we thank you for preparing a place for us eternally that we can go and be with you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Heaven is where we want to be. To be present with you, Lord God, is where we want to be on today. In Jesus' name, now pour out your Holy Spirit upon each and every man, woman, and child, each and every country, internationally, nationally, locally. Pour your Spirit out, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Let it flow, let it rain, let it overflow, let it overtake, let it anoint right now, Lord God. From the four corners of this earth, Lord God, let it overflow. And Father, we're going to give you praise. We're going to give you honor. We're going to give you the glory, Lord God, because you deserve it all. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you on today because of who you are, Lord and God, and Savior in our lives on today. On today, renew our territory. Expand our territory in you, Lord God, on today. Do it right now. Expand it right now. Father God, shake off everything, Lord God, that's not of you. Shake it off of us right now in the name of Jesus. And restore us, repair us, and elevate us to a place in you, Lord God, that will give you the praise, that will give you the honor, that will give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. And it's worthy to be praised. No matter what we go through, trials and tribulations, God is on our side. Amen. I have a scripture, then a little reading. Amen. Praise God. As we move forward, John 8:36. John 8:36. Praise God. Reads as such. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Amen. in talking about this Independence Day and our freedom. Are you free in Christ Jesus? Because if you're free in Christ Jesus, you're free indeed anywhere. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What about your freedom on today? What about your freedom? Do you feel free? Do you know that you're free? Did you know that there's freedom in Christ Jesus? Amen. And there is no fault in him because he hung on the cross. Oh, yes. And gave his life as a sacrifice for each and every one of us on today. Praise God. Because, you know, he knew what freedom was. And he knew that his people did not have to be bound up or chained up or beat up and have to stay in sin. Because sin, praise God, will keep you bound and keep you locked in a place where you cannot be free. But you can be free in Christ Jesus. He said all you had to do was to ask, and it shall be done. Amen. Free indeed. Amen. Free, truly and really free. You shall be blessed with the most valuable freedom, not from the chains and the oppression of earthly masters and monarchs, but from the bondage of sin. And Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price, amen, that we no longer have to endure sin and bondage on today. But on today, God has loosed your shackles and has made you free. So he that is free indeed. Amen. Sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Romans 6 and 14. What then shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace, God forbid. My brethren, ye are become dead to the law by the body of Jesus Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that we shall bring forth fruit unto God. Amen. Being not without the law to God, but unto the law to Christ. Amen. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. We give God praise on today for our freedom. We give God the highest hallelujah. Praise God. Because what he did for us through his son, Jesus Christ, that we have our freedom to enjoy during our Independence Day. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget the love of God. For love shall overshadow. God's love shall overshadow everything else. And because of his love, we have freedom on this day, Independence Day. Amen. Well, I hope that someone has got something out of this on this evening. Praise God, because freedom is not free. There's a price to be paid, whether in the natural or in the spiritual, serving God. You have to pay a price for your freedom. Amen. Don't forget the price that our loved ones, friends, families have paid, the ultimate price for us to be free here in America to enjoy this Independence Day. God bless you on this evening. Enjoy your Independence Day. Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy the love of God and the Son of God that provided it for you and for me. Praise God on today. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And we'll meet you again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Amen. That you come on back and we can stay in celebration, giving praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Blessed night in the Lord.
Thank you.